I need an answer right now. Bubba Higgins is not the kind of man you can keep waiting. What? Yeah, I can hold.
What in the world did I put that cookbook? Bubba, you want to keep those feet? Get them off of Betty Crocker's face.
Grandma, please. I'm in the midst of negotiations here.
You have been negotiating on my phone all day, Mr. Wheeler Dealer. Just how long does it take to book a band for a sock hop anyway?
It's not a sock hop, Grandma. Tomorrow night is homecoming. It's the biggest social event of the year, and I need to book a dynamite group.
Well, in my day, we didn't have any trouble getting entertainment for our dances. We just called Hank Wilson and his harmonica Hepcats.
Gee, that's really interesting, Grandma.
Hey, you know what? I bet you they're available for tomorrow night.
I'll pass.
Well, I guess it's just as well. There's nothing harder than blowing a harmonica with a mouthful of polygrip. Iola, just the gal I need to talk to.
What's up?
Iola, how can I practice my silhouettes if you keep turning your head? Look at that. You made me cut off half your nose.
Well, my word, that doesn't look anything like me.
No, but it's a dead ringer for Michael Jackson.
Go ahead and scoff. I'll bet my silhouettes are the hit of the church carnival.
Oh, forget your stupid cutouts. Which one of those am I going to make for my dessert booth?
I don't know about any of these. I've always thought your pound cake was without peer.
Well, it was also without customers. I didn't sell one of those suckers last year. You got any idea how humiliating it is to leave a carnival carrying the same damn cakes you walked in with?
Oh, I can't imagine anything more traumatic.
Well, I warned you, Miss Harper. Nobody wants a plain dessert. Cakes are like women. You gotta doll them up a little bit if you expect people to take notice.
Well, maybe you're right, Naomi. Who would know more about baked goods than the Queen of Tarts?
Hey, gals! Look what I found.
What are you doing with my old bathroom scale?
I need it for my booth down at the carnival. I'm going to guess people's weights.
With that old thing? Every time I stand on that piece of junk, it adds 20 pounds to my weight.
No, Mama. Look, it works perfect.
I'm telling you, the damn scale lies.
Vin, don't you usually operate one of the rides?
Yes, he does, but this year he decided to do something different.
You mean the carnival committee decided for him?
Well, it wasn't my fault. The Tilt-A-Whirl got stuck in overdrive with the Reverend's wife on it.
Woman tossed more cookies than Mrs. Fields.
Hey, everybody! I did it! I just booked the hottest band in the tri-state area.
Hank Wilson and his harmonica Hepcats?
No, Miss Boylan, the Bone Crushers.
The Bone Crushers? Who's their lead singer, Andre the Giant?
Oh, rock bands have colorful names nowadays. Bubba, I would love to see them sometime.
Well, Aunt Naomi, you're in luck. They're going to be stopping by tonight.
Hey.
And to sign their contracts?
That and to sleep. Well, if you'll excuse me, I got to go take care of some last-minute arrangements.
Hold that right there, you penny-ante promoter. Did I just hear something about sleeping?
Yeah. Well, see, as the entertainment coordinator, I didn't have enough money to hire the band and pay for their hotel.
So
I sorta kinda promised that the band could stay here.
Well, you can sorta kinda forget it.
But Grandma, it's only for one night.
It's carnival weekend. I don't have time for house guests. I'm gonna be baking my butt off.
Oh, come on, Miss Harper. Having them here would be fun.
Yeah, I'll bring my accordion over. We can jam.
Well, I don't think the Bone Crushers are into polkas.
Oh, look, I promise they won't be any trouble at all.
That's right, Mama. There won't be any trouble because I will be here to keep those rock and rollers in line.
See? Not a thing to worry about. What do you say?
Oh, all right. Lord, what do you feed a bone crusher?
Thanks, Grandma. You won't regret this.
Yeah. Everybody told me the same damn thing when I started having kids. Good Lord. Don't tell me the litter bug is still at it.
Yes, Miss Harper, a serious silhouette artist must cut, cut, cut.
Well, I say cut, cut, cut it out. There's enough paper on this floor to house break a Great Dane.
Ooh, Mama, hold it. Don't move.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to guess your weight.
Denton, I got a better idea. Why don't you guess which hand I'm gonna smack you with? Now, knock it off. Help me pick up this mess.
I don't know why you're making such a fuss, Miss Harper. It's just a bunch of rock and rollers, not the Board of Health.
Oh, Mama, that must be the boys. I hope they're not too weird looking for you.
Denton, I have lived a full life. There is nothing that's gonna shock me.
Okay, everybody, presenting the Bone Crushers.
Believe me, I've seen it all. Somehow I managed to miss this.
Yo, Higgins! You expect us to stay here? I don't even see an ice machine.
Yeah, but this place has all the comforts of home.
That's because it is a home. My home.
Grandma, Aunt Naomi, Uncle Vin, I'd like you to meet CG, Mojo, and Snake, the Bone Crushers.
Charmed, I'm sure.
I'm pleased to meet you. Ooh, I see where your band gets its name.
Well, this certainly is a surprise. My grandson neglected to mention that you were an all-girl band. You are all girls, aren't you?
Oh, Grandma, she's such a kidder.
Say, I know a boy who plays bass in the Subdeviates. His hair's the same shade of blue as yours.
Small world.
Ella, do you have an extra vacuum cleaner bag? I'm fresh out. Oh, I had no idea you had company.
Oh, sure. You always do your vacuuming at 9 o'clock at night.
Hey, I get it. The bean pole here must be a fan.
Bean pole, say hello to the Bone Crushers, Mojo, CG, and Snake.
Snake?
Well, why don't you all stay right here and get acquainted, and I'll go outside and unload the equipment.
Yo, Higgins, you're gonna need help with that stuff.
Make yourself useful, Pops.
Right away, Miss Snake.
That is my husband.
Too bad.
Oh, just make yourself at home. And a girl. So, why don't you ladies tell us all about yourselves? Where you from? How long you been together? What time you checking out?
Come on, Miss Harper, they just got here. You'll have to forgive my mother-in-law, girls. She doesn't know how to treat celebrities.
Excuse me, dear. I'm afraid you have a run in your stocking.
Okay, where do you want this?
Good Lord, a chainsaw? Are you girls musicians or lumberjacks?
Yeah, we use it in our number. Mm. I want to saw your face in half.
It's their big love ballad.
So where do we crash?
You don't crash anywhere. I guess you can sleep upstairs in Bubba's room.
Hey, thanks, Grandma.
Because Bubba will be sleeping down here on a sofa, and I will be standing right here with the chainsaw.
Okay, ladies, follow me. Right this way.
Well, if I do say so myself, my salute to the Civil War Kitchen Cozy Collection is going to be the hit of the church carnival.
Well, bully for you, Iola. Still got to find a fancy cake for my dessert booth.
Well, that's just poor planning, Thelma. I started these 6 months ago. I'm especially proud of the Monitor and the Merrimack. See, the Monitor is your juicer, and the Merrimack is your blender. It's two proud vessels battle for control of your countertop.
Oh, I'm battling for control of my sanity here. Now get those things gone.
See you later, Grandma.
Where the hell you think you're going? You are not leaving me here to babysit those boneheads.
Bone crushers, Grandma. I'm going down to the gym for a sound check.
Well, you should have checked out their sounds last night.
Did those girls keep you awake, Thelma?
I'm telling you, with all that laughing and chatter and carrying on, it was like a slumber party from hell.
Well, if they wake up before I get back, just keep them entertained.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll take them out to the garage. They can wear my tire chains.
Hey, everybody. How do I look?
Like you're going to deliver a pizza.
He does not. He looks like a genuine carnival barker. Do your pitch, honey.
Okay. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up. If I can't guess your weight within 5 pounds, I will eat this hat.
Well, at least you'll be getting your fiber. So, Naomi, who are you supposed to be, Toulouse LaTramp?
How dare you? I'm the famous artiste, Naomi, and these are my magic scissors.
We better go, Skeeter. We got to get down to the carnival and set up our booths.
Oui, oui, mon chéri.
Now, you just remember, Frenchie, you lose my good sewing scissors, I'm gonna kick you in your can-can.
Well, since my carnival project is complete, I'll do the neighborly thing and help you with your cakes.
Well, thank goodness. Here, I haven't even found a recipe yet.
Morning, Granny. Morning, Beanpole.
On second thought, you know what they say about too many cooks?
Iola! Sit down, girls. I got you some oatmeal warming on the stove.
Ah, forget the gruel, Granny. Just coffee.
Oh, no. You girls are going to have a decent breakfast. You need energy to saw people's faces in half.
We get all the energy we need from our candy stash. Jawbreaker?
Well, for heaven's sake, eating this junk for breakfast? No wonder you girls have such nasty dispositions.
Hold it, Granny.
Sit!
Yeah.
Now, you're not getting up from this table until you have at least tried my oatmeal.
Yeah, well, let's humor the old gal.
Come on now, CG. Come on. Give it a try. Here you go. Oh, wait a minute. You gotta have a little cinnamon on it. Here you go. There you go.
Hey, you know, for nasty looking stuff, this doesn't taste too bad.
Well, thank you for the rave, Mojo.
It is good. How about another hit of cinnamon?
Oh, you got it, Toots.
That smell reminds me of my gram-gram's kitchen.
You have a gram-gram?
Yeah. Oh, she's a wonderful cook.
I guess all gram-grams are wonderful cooks.
Not like hers. She's always sending us these fine cakes when we're on the road.
Cakes?
Oh, yeah. Her gram-gram even won prizes for her candy cake.
Candy cake?
Mm, yeah, I'd like to have a slice of that right now.
Well, maybe that could be arranged, Mojo. If you girls can show me how to make one of those suckers, I bet we could whip it up quicker and you can say rock and roll is here to stay. See, now you just do like this. Flip it over there. Give it a little shake and... ta-da!
Whoa, Thelma, you make it look so easy.
It's a gift. Now, see, Mojo, this is not the way you beat frosting. You got to put the bowl up in your arm like this. Now, just whoop the living daylights out of it. There you go.
Whoa. Hey, this is wild.
Yeah. I bet you didn't know bacon could be this violent.
Oh,
disaster has struck.
Well, what's the matter, Beanpole?
It's a cozy catastrophe. Daddy tried to make a grilled cheese sandwich without taking the cover off the toaster oven. Look. Sherman's March has turned into the burning of Atlanta.
Well, a war is hell, right, girls?
Yeah.
Well, it's not funny, Thelma. It took me 6 months to make these. Now Sherman's going into battle with burnt buns.
Hey, isn't that your basic felt applique?
Uh-huh.
I could help you make a new one.
You?
Yeah. My sister was an exotic dancer. I used to help make all her costumes.
Say no more. Snake, you run along and help Iola. But Iola. If she can use a chainsaw, I'm sure she can handle a glue gun.
Oh, very well. Come along, Snake dear.
Hope General Sherman doesn't wind up with pasties and a G-string. All right,
let's get that other layer. Come on, here we go.
Come on, girls. Let's get a move on. It's almost 1:30.
Be right down, Thelma.
Grandma? Grandma? Oh, Grandma, where are the girls? I set up an interview for them at the college TV station this afternoon.
I'm sorry, they're busy.
Well, they can't be. They got to plug the show tonight. What could be more important than that?
The church carnival.
The bone crushers are going to the church carnival?
Yeah. How else are they going to see how their handicrafts and their cakes are selling?
Grandma, what are you talking about?
I'll tell you what, Bubba. I don't know where me and Iola would be without those heavy metal darlings. They blow me away. Check out this cake.
The bone crushers made that?
Yeah.
The girls are ready! Aren't they adorable?
Pretty as a picture!
What have you done to my bed?
Oh, I just altered a few of my dresses, slapped on some dippity-doo, and voila!
What's the matter, Higgins? Don't you like the retro look?
Don't pay him any mind. They're gonna love you at the carnival.
Hey, we better rehearse our number one more time before we go.
Number?
Yeah, your Gram-Gram taught us.
We're gonna sing in front of the dessert booth.
I tell you, if this doesn't sell those candy cakes, nothing will. Now just picture this, Bubba. The sweetest little girls in the sweetest little dresses you ever saw, standing in front of the sweetest little cakes, singing the sweetest little song. Okay, Bone Crushers, hit it!
Stars above, you'll be my forever in heaven of love.
Well,
sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar in the night. Be my little sugar.
Can't believe all the excitement over your candy cakes.
Oh, I know. I haven't seen that much fuss over sugar since World War II.
And I'm so glad my cozies went to good homes.
Here, here.
Well, we're back.
Boy, the shiner's killing me.
Benton, what did you think was going to happen when you told Roselle Huplander she weighs 309 pounds?
Well, she didn't say I was wrong.
And I didn't sell one single silhouette. That's what I get for trying to bring art to Raytown.
So,
Where are the Lennon sisters? Adjusting their hair ribbons, slipping on their wrist corsages?
Oh, stop your sniveling. I bet your college friends are going to just love them. They'll think those girls are the sweethearts of the Sigma Chi.
Snake! CG! Mojo! You're back!
Oh, girls! Bummer!
Sorry, Thelma. Hey, we had a great time playing dress-up, but, this is us.
Come on, Thelma, don't look so sad. We'll come back and see you next time we blow into town.
Yeah, remember, you promised to show us how to put up preserves.
So, still got a date?
All right, I'll give you the scoops on my jellies and jams, but you girls got to do me a favor before you leave. Those fishnet stockings, do they make them suckers in queen size?